Jan Wiener, a hero of World War II, has died in Prague at the age of 90. Mr. Wiener was born in Hamburg, but moved with his Jewish family to Prague at a young age. Keen to fight the Nazis, he left the city at 19, and after a series of gruesome experiences and daring escapes, eventually made it to the UK. There he joined the Czechoslovak 311th Bomber Squadron, flying many missions over occupied Europe. Speaking to Radio Prague in 2002, the still dashing Wiener told the gripping story of how after the war he had set out to kill a Czech collaborator named Havran, who had treated him appallingly in 1939. The man, an official checking Wiener's belongings on his departure from Prague, had told him he wouldn't need four pairs of shoes. As a Jew, he wouldn't have time to wear out even one pair. 6 years later, they met again.
I said, "Do you recognize me?" And he said, "I don't seem to have the honor." I said, "Havran, I will refresh your memory. Listen carefully." And I went through the list as I remembered it. And when I came to the shoes, I said to him, "Now you have to pay special attention. Four pairs of shoes. Jew, you won't have time to wear out one." And you know what, Havranku, I wore out six. And I came to kill you, I told him. I pulled him by his lapels towards me, and his face was right in my face, sweating. His upper lip had a little moustache. It was quivering. And he had lost, out of fear, he had lost his voice. And then he croaked, kind of. He said, "Please don't, I have family." And that was for me like in the theater when the curtain goes up. "What are you doing here? What are you about to do here? You're going to kill a man who cannot defend himself in cold blood. You cannot do that." And I hit him very hard with a right cross. Then I went away. And on the staircase, I had a wave of happiness, of enormous happiness over me that I had not done it. That was the moment when World War II was ended for me.
When the communists came to power, Jan Wiener was sent to a labor camp, considered, like a lot of airmen who had fought in the West, an enemy of the state. He was released after 5 years and eventually emigrated to the US in the 1960s. Wiener returned to his homeland following the Velvet Revolution and was active in Civic Forum. In recent years, he had taught history and shared his experiences with secondary school students as part of a project aimed at educating the young generation about the crimes of communism. As well as being a great raconteur, he was an accomplished boxer, and a documentary about him was simply called Fighter. Was that a reputation that he felt proud of?
I must tell you, yes, I do, and I think that there are moments in life when you have to make a stand, and in those times that I grew up, the Nazis, and then afterwards the very Cold War in the 50s, it was very risky to stand up, but I did, and I think it is stupid to say I'm proud I'm this, or I'm proud I'm that, but I believe rather that I'm proud that I could overcome my fears in order to function, that I came out not as a really aggressive person, but you cannot be a non-aggressive fighter.
The great Jan Wiener, who died on Wednesday at the age of 90. A reminder, you're listening to Radio Prague with me, Ian Willoughby.